let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Menopause is the normal, natural transition in life for women that begins between the ages of 35 and 55. During this time, your ovaries get smaller and stop producing the hormones estrogen and progesterone that control the menstrual cycle. Your eggs are depleted, fertility declines. Eventually, you're no longer able to become pregnant. With fluctuating hormone levels, those going through menopause won't be surprised to learn that they may develop a host of emotions, including anxiety. Physical symptoms such as hot flashes, weight gain, and night sweats also can make you anxious and uncomfortable. Today, our guest, holistic health and lifestyle expert Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., here to talk about the ABCs of menopause and share her best tips on how to calm down the physical symptoms in the most natural ways possible. Dr. Susan, as always, welcome back to the program. New topic today. Looking forward to this.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you so much. And I think about all the years we've been together, and we've never done this topic, and yet maybe 15 to 20% of the people that come to see me in my private practice here in West L.A. Come because of menopause issues, you know, premenopause,
yes.
Postmenopause. So, and also weight issues. So this is going to be a great topic, and ladies, you might want to get out a pen and paper.
And also remember Dr. Susan's website, very simple, SusanSmithJones.com. Of course, we've got that on our website, but you don't need that. It's just her name and .com at the end, and you'll get all this information on today's topic, natural menopause relief, and so much more on the website. Let's start with talking about, if you would, Dr. Susan, the three different stages of menopause and how long each lasts.
Yes, and there's a lot of misconception about this. So here's the workshop on menopause 101.
Okay.
Natural menopause, it's the permanent ending of menstruation that's not brought on by like any medical treatment. And for people undergoing natural menopause, the process is gradual and is described usually in these three stages. There's perimenopause, or some people call it menopause transition. And perimenopause begins about 8 to 10 years before menopause, when the ovaries gradually produce less estrogen. And it usually starts when you're in your 40s. Perimenopause can last. It lasts actually up to menopause, the point at which your ovaries stop releasing eggs. And in the last 1 or 2 years before, you know, menopause, the last 1 or 2 years of perimenopause, the drop in estrogen accelerates. And at this stage, many people may experience menopause symptoms, but if you're still having your menstrual cycles during this time, remember, you can get pregnant. The second stage is menopause, and that's the point at which you no longer have any menstrual periods. And at this stage, your ovaries have stopped releasing eggs and producing most of their estrogen. And menopause is diagnosed when you've gone without a menstrual period for 12 consecutive months. The third stage, and at this point I know you're glad there aren't 10 stages.
No, this is so important. I want you to take your time and explain this. And I am following. I'm up through stage two. I'm anxious now to hear about stage three.
All right, it's postmenopause.
Ah.
And this is the name given to the time after you've not had a period for an entire year. You know, the rest of your life after going through menopause, that's known as postmenopause. That's what I'm in now. Not that anybody needs to know that. So during this stage, menopausal symptoms like hot flashes, they may ease for many people. However, some people continue to experience menopausal symptoms for a decade or longer after the menopause transition. And as a result of the lower level of estrogen, those in postmenopausal phase are at an increased risk for several health conditions, such as osteoporosis and heart disease. So though that's the bottom line of the three stages of menopause.
You're listening to This Week in America. Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., a leading international holistic health and lifestyle expert. Her website is susansmithjones.com. Information on today's topic you'll find there and so much more. Follow her on Twitter at Susan Smith-Jones. You talk about some of the symptoms, some of the problems that women have. What causes those uncomfortable symptoms of menopause? And are they only, and are there any specific foods, lifestyle practices that would assuage the symptoms?
Yes, I know. I love talking about this. So keep in mind that natural menopause relief is sought out by millions of women who suffer from these symptoms of menopause that can wreak havoc on the body. And much of this havoc is caused by a diet filled with bad fats, too much protein, and a lack of nutrients, among other things. Now, eating healthily and exercising are your first steps to getting healthy. And a diet filled with lots of fresh vegetables and fruits is filled with nearly all the nutrients you need to be healthy and balanced. Yet sometimes, you know what, Rick, we need a little bit of extra help. So what we'll talk about today here are some herbal supplements and lifestyle practices that can help balance out those hormones and make the symptoms of menopause so much better.
Before we do that, I've heard women talk about estrogen replacement therapy and also bioidentical hormone replacement. And there's some confusion as they're talking, are these safe or not safe? Are these safe to do?
Yeah, I get these questions all the time. Now, because of the controversy over the safety of estrogen replacement therapy, many women now turn to natural and herbal products for relief of fluctuating hormones. And one of the best and most stabilizing hormones a woman can have is progesterone. And in estrogen replacement therapy, progestin has been used. And it's similar to progesterone, and it behaves nearly the same way in the body, but it causes all sorts of negative side effects, including increasing your risk of cancer, and I would never take it, and I never would recommend it, but it's cheap and easily extracted. Now, on the other hand, natural bioidentical progesterone can be extracted from the wild yam. And this is a little bit more complicated and a lot more expensive. However, that progesterone from wild yam does not cause any type of negative side effect that the progestin, artificial synthetic one, does. Plus, natural progesterone cream from the wild yam, it's also vegan for people that have a vegan lifestyle.
Oh, but
yes. Many companies will add vitamin E, other healthy fats that can be absorbed by the body. And this benefits not only our hormonal health, but the heart and the whole body. So bottom line there is progesterone cream, and a little bit later I'll tell you the one that I used years ago. It can be applied to any portion of the body and is most commonly used like on the lower abdomen and on the breasts. And the progesterone is absorbed through the skin. And because progesterone helps reduce the risk of breast and ovarian cancers, heart disease, and depression, applying it in specific locations can increase its effectiveness.
All of this and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, which is, again, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's go through some of your favorite herbs and supplements that can lessen the symptoms of menopause. What are some of those that women should be considering and taking?
Yes. All right. So when you combine a good progesterone cream with herbal therapy, also vitamins, you'll hear about it in a moment, you'll get that full systemic support of the whole body. So let's look at some of my favorite top herbs and vitamins that can help you balance your emotions and hormones with minimal side effects. That's what I like, natural and positive. So the first one is something I have taken every day for about 30 years. It's called maca, maca, M-A-C-A, maca, maca, maca. Doesn't matter how you pronounce it, but it's a plant, and it's a relative of the beautiful cabbage and broccoli. It's native to Peru, and in the early stages of research now, there's still a few hundred already, but there'll be more to come. It shows that it helps with fertility and sexual drive. And it's historically been used by women to help them healthfully get through menopause. You know, it's highly nutritious plant with healthy carbs, lots of vitamins and minerals. The chief benefit for women going through menopause is when you take maca, and I'll tell you how I take it in a moment, it enhances your sexual drive. So often, husbands and spouses of women that come to see me say to me, what could my wife take because she has no sexual drive? And most women, I tell these men, that go through menopause find their sexual desire, you know, the desire for sex to be at an absolute minimum. And that can put a lot of strain on their relationship and can cause mood swings to boot. So maca can help increase your desire for intercourse and make it more comfortable when you have it. Now, here's another little bonus. Maca, this root, may also help you lose weight and have more energy. Women who take the maca, yeah, find that they have a bit more energy, fewer aches and pains. In fact, maca is popularly included in sports drinks and nootropics. Nootropics are used to enhance memory and cognitive issues, and it will help improve your athletic performance. It helps with both men and women, and it stabilizes your emotions. Specific studies have shown that maca can help relieve symptoms of mild depression and mood swings. Health food stores have it. You can buy it online. There are different kinds of maca. There's a red, there's a white. I get mine through the Penn Herb Company in Philadelphia, and I get a maca powder that combines the different colors because each color does something different. In fact, you can't see it, but right here in my glass, I have a glass of water with maca powder that I just stirred in. I take it every day to help keep my mood balanced, to help give me energy, to help with weight loss, to make me a happier person. So maca, and it's a powder, and it's not very expensive. So whether you're going through perimenopause, menopause, or post, it's probably a good supplement. You can get it in capsule form, but it's great to add to smoothies every day.
Interesting. So, and maca is spelled M-A-C-A, if you're wondering. And again, all this on Dr. Susan's website. So that's really something important to know. And we're talking about favorite herbs and supplements to assuage the symptoms of menopause. Didn't mean to interrupt there, but wanted to spell that in case people were interested in getting more information. Pick up the conversation. I'm sorry. I wanted to get that in.
Yes. No, I think that's great. Then when they go somewhere to get it or Google it, you know how to spell it.
Yes.
Thank you. So the next one, it's an herb, and it is called Vitex, V-I-T-E-X. It's extracted from the berries from the chaste tree, and it's been used for literally thousands of years all over the world and throughout Europe, and more recently in America, we're always a little bit behind, to help women who are having fertility and menstrual problems. And really, in the herbal world, it's considered to be one of the top herbs for women. It's been used for over 2,000 years before Christ to increase fertility and to regulate menstrual cycles. Now, today in Europe, Vitex is prescribed as one of the top treatments for irregular cycles, second stage menopause, and endometriosis, very common in America. And in the U.S., Vitex can be easily purchased as an over-the-counter supplement and is often used by naturopaths and herbalists as part of a formula to help relieve menstrual issues. That Vitex, how does it work? It encourages the pituitary gland to produce your progesterone hormone naturally, and it can help bolster your natural supply of progesterone and balance out your estrogen. And by balancing these two hormones, the progesterone and estrogen, your body does not go through as many mood swings and hot flashes. And, you know, it can also help relieve stress on the adrenal glands, which further helps to reduce stress. So there we have maca, we have Vitex, and next we have a mineral that most people in America are deficient in, this mineral, and it begins with an M-A-G. Can you guess what it is?
I'm going to say magnesium.
You are going to be absolutely right, Rick. That's right. Good. Gold stars for you. Now, obviously, magnesium's not an herb. It's a mineral, but it's one of the top supplements that all women need. It assists in over 350 processes that go on in the body,
wow.
And it helps with sleep, pain issues, bone health, and energy production, an issue for a lot of men and women. And many symptoms of menopause show signs of them stemming from magnesium deficiency. I take extra magnesium every day, and I have for about 30 years. And a lot of these symptoms include fatigue, muscle pain, irregular periods, headaches, hot flashes, indigestion. You see, it could all stem from a deficiency in magnesium. And it also, magnesium deficiency also will present itself as migraine headaches, restless sleep, insomnia, heart problems, and high blood pressure. And additionally, many of the long-term side effects of menopause are associated with a deficiency in magnesium. Now, these would include, Rick, heart disease, osteoporosis, weakness, weight gain, and feeling cold all the time. And when you take a magnesium supplement, and it's not that expensive, it can help relieve many of these problems and help your body to balance the hormones. So many women I know, and even men, have issues with their thyroid, and especially hypothyroidism. And magnesium can boost your energy by helping to convert the T4 thyroid hormone into the more active and bioavailable T3. It can also help the liver reduce levels of cortisol, adrenaline, and excessive estrogen. So you realize that one of the big problems in your body, if you're having all these pre- and menopausal and postmenopausal symptoms and weight gain and headaches, osteoporosis, feeling cold, etc., might simply be due to a deficiency in magnesium. So check with your doctor about that, and you want to get a good formula of a magnesium supplement.
All of this, once again, on Dr. Susan's website. Our topic today, A Woman's Guide to Natural Menopause Relief. Her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Follow her at Twitter, at SusanSmithJones. Beck, I think you've got a couple more herbs and supplements that you use to and recommend to lessen the symptoms of menopause.
Yes. Again, I like these things that are low cost, too.
Yes.
The next one, we'll talk about black cohosh after. Let's start with B6. It's part of the B complex vitamins, and it's something that you get in adequate amounts as part of a predominantly vegetable-centric diet. If you have lots of vegetables that you and I talk about a lot during these programs. However, during menopause, you may need to increase it into your diet because if you've got low levels of B6, then you'll have more symptoms during menopause. And a low-level B6 supplement, paradoxin, can help to give your whole body a boost. And in fact, you know, it would probably behoove everyone to get a general B complex supplement. So it's not just B6, but it's all the B, but that will include adequate levels of B6 to provide you with all the B vitamins, because they all work together. They work synergistically together. But the primary role of B6 is in your beautiful brain. B6 is critical to glucose utilization of the nerve cells. And in particular, B6 is required for the proper production of serotonin and the dopamine balance. This balance of serotonin and dopamine in the brain helps regulate your mood, and by having an appropriate level of serotonin production, it will help ward off mood swings and depression.
That's a good list, and I hope you're getting these. By the way, if you want to go back and listen to this program, you'll find audio on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You'll find it on 22 different podcasting networks, including Apple, Amazon, Google. Just Google it, and a podcast will come up, and you'll be able to listen to it. You can download it, save it, share it with others. And, of course, all of this and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. We're going through the favored herbs and supplements to assuage symptoms of menopause, and I think you've saved one last one for us.
I did. And by the way, you can learn more about this in my two latest books.
Yes.
Yeah, Wired for High-Level Wellness and Uplifted. So the last one is black cohosh. Now, we're moving into this lesser-known herb, but it's been used throughout America, particularly by the Native Americans, for decades, centuries, thousands of years, for all sorts of women's troubles. Its uses include helping with kidney issues, malaria, rheumatoid arthritis, sore throat,
yes,
joint inflammation, labor, all things you care about here, menstrual cramps, and menopause. Mm. And the most widely studied area of black cohosh is the relief of menstruation and menopause issues. And black cohosh, how does this work? It alters and enhances the way the body uses other nutrients like B6, allowing the body to naturally take over its natural processes and reducing menopausal side effects. However, it does come with some warnings. It should not be taken by women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, and it's been shown to be far more effective and safer when taken as a tea and as a low-dose supplement, not huge amounts. Now, I'm definitely post-menopause, but I still do 2 to 3 drops of a liquid extract of black cohosh. I just put them in my smoothie every day, sometimes in water with a few drops of my turmeric, a little cayenne, Gotocola, Astragalus, Schizandra. I'm like a mad chemist. but I still do a little bit, not a lot, of black cohosh every day. But I've recommended it to women with hot flashes and mood swings and a lot of weight gain, and it's really helped them. But remember, you don't take it if you're pregnant or breastfeeding.
And by the way, if you're spelling cohosh, it's C-O-H-O-S-H. And you can Google that, get all the information. And I'll direct you again to Dr. Susan's website, a wealth of information there. Talking about a woman's guide to natural menopause relief in the program today, we've talked about supplements, or Dr. Susan has. What about other practical ways to quell the symptoms? What else can women do?
Yes. There's so many things that you can do that are minimal cost or no cost at all, and that's what I love, that can also be performed in the convenience of your own home. One would be massage. You see, under the hands of a skilled massage therapist, massage can help balance your hormones and reduce your stress. And so many studies, Rick, show that massage therapy can reduce pain, reduce heart disease, reduce blood pressure, quiet the mind, and help repair muscular and tissue damage. And during menopause, massage can help balance those hormones, reduce the stress, and I also like to say give you a little bit of alone time to help get your mind back under control.
Yes.
So, you know, and if you can't afford massage, maybe you get your loving partner to help massage your feet every few days or every day if you're lucky. Little things that you can do that can help. But massage, don't underestimate the power of massage. Then there's also deep breathing, prayer, and meditation. Now, it may not seem like it, but taking a few minutes out of your activities a few times a day for deep breathing, slow deep breathing, prayer and meditation can help balance your mood and give you peace. Taking those few minutes out can give you a more uplifted perspective and calm your mind and help you control those automatic negative thoughts. And even with your hormones causing random thoughts and mood swings, these few minutes of prayer can bring things back into focus and give you balance. And I write a lot about this in Uplifted and my other recent book, their companion books, Wired for High-Level Wellness.
And you can find those wherever books are sold, of course, Amazon, the usual places, and at Dr. Susan's website. And we'll give you information so you can buy them there, get them autographed by Dr. Susan as well. That'll be coming up later in the program. But the book she talks about in all of her books, now over 30 available at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Let's talk about exercise. That is so important for different phases of our lives. I assume it helps as well when we're talking about menstrual issues.
Yes, absolutely. So these are the final three practical suggestions that can help quell those symptoms. No list really is complete without exercise. Throughout our lives, exercise is critical to help us maintain healthy bones, a lean, trim figure, and balanced hormones. And during menopause, many women complain about this, gaining weight. And it's usually attributed to the fluctuating hormones that cause food cravings, fatigue that causes less activity, and then the body not adapting to the hormones and this new lifestyle patterns you're developing physiologically. But exercise can absolutely help balance your emotions and hormones, primarily and almost instantaneously. Exercise, how does it help, Rick? It helps to burn through any additional cortisol and adrenaline, two of the stress hormones that linger in your system. And these stress hormones can cause you to gain weight and put extra stress on your heart and your mind. And as you burn through the stress hormones through the exercise, your body can rebalance other hormones, and without that excess cortisol, and by the way, a good sleep at night helps to burn out and lower that cortisol level. But as you burn through the stress hormones, your body can rebalance the other hormones. And without that excess cortisol, your brain can begin producing higher levels of something you want more of, serotonin and dopamine. And these can help reduce depression and anxiety while giving you clear thoughts and more focus. So without that extra cortisol in your system, with your exercise, your body can let go of excess stored fats and help you to lose weight that may be causing not only psychological problems, but heart problems and liver problems when you're carrying too much weight. And the exercise also helps to clear out your lymphatic system from the toxins and waste and increases oxygen flow within yourself. And both of these will give you more energy and boost your immune system. Now, before I get into correct eating, I'm going to say something that my grandmother taught me as a teenager she was going through menopause. Now, clearly, we didn't have the studies then that we have now, but she always would talk to me, and you know this, about going out and walking barefoot on the natural earth. If you have grass in your backyard, or you're near the ocean, or a local park, or even natural dirt in the backyard, if you can put your bare feet without shoes and socks on the natural earth, my grandmother used to say it will heal whatever is ailing you. And I say, go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and in the search bar, put the word earthing or grounding, either. And you'll get to a page right at the top. I'm looking at the page now. It says earthing or grounding. Let the earth heal you, a simple therapy that works. There's an hour scientific documentary on the science of earthing and how it reduces inflammation, aches and pains, gives you more energy, takes away depression. And I try to do earthing every day. The truth is that it might be the wrong time of year. It might be snowing where you live.
Could well be.
Yeah, or too cold, exactly. Or you just don't want to go outside for whatever reason. Then everyone, whether you're dealing with menopause or not, just for health, you want to get an earthing mat, because one of the main things an earthing mat does is it transfers electrons from the surface of the earth into your feet, or if you can lie down on the grass with a lot of your skin exposed to the grass, feel free to do that. That's what I do in my backyard as often as possible. But an earthing mat is almost as good. And on that page on my website, if you put in earthing, you'll see there are a lot of companies that sell earthing mats. I bought a dozen different brands, tested them with a little meter. Most of them didn't work, but there was a company in Boulder that had really good earthing mats. They're under $50, and I buy a dozen at a time. I give them away as gifts. I love to do that. They give me 20% off if I use the code Susan20 and free shipping. My feet are placed on one right now under my desk. If we had video, I would show you. I also got a second one to go in front of the chair where I sit to watch TV and sit to meditate. I also put a third one, probably too much info, but it's at the bottom of my bed on top of the fitted sheet. You know, you just plug it in. You don't feel anything. You know, in other words, no tingling on your feet.
Yes.
It just makes you happier. And the fact that it's under 50, and then on top of that you get 20% off and free shipping, everybody should have an earthing mat. If you don't have a computer or you don't have time to go to one, I'll give you a telephone number now where you can call and order one of these. I wouldn't be without it. I want it just to soak up the electrons, because 99% of people in this country and the UK and other civilized countries where they don't go outside barefoot a lot are electron deficient, and I have articles about that on my website, so you can put that in and read all about it and how beneficial these mats are. But here's a number to call to get more info or to order getting 20% off a mat that really, really works. It's, the number is area code 256. The number is 285-4352. That's Mountain Time, 256-285-4352. And why am I bringing all this up? What's germane to this topic is every woman I've ever worked with, when I recommend they get go out and do earthing free in your backyard. But unfortunately, there are some people that don't even have a backyard.
Yes.
And whenever they get this earthing mat or do the earthing in their yard, they see a nice quelling of all the symptoms of menopause. They feel better. They're happier. They have more energy. So you can't afford not to get one of these earthing mats, or at least get out in your backyard a little bit each day barefoot. You know, take a meal out there. Have a little chair to sit in to maybe sip your tea or your coffee or reading the newspaper, however you can do it. But and I could have just gotten one mat and carried one from my desk to the chair to the bed. It's just easier to have three, and they're not very expensive.
And all of the information on that, as Susan said, you can find on our website, SusanSmithJones.com. Talking about practical ways to quell symptoms, anything else that we need to be aware of?
Yes, diet, diet, diet.
And I
don't mean you're going on a diet. I mean you've got to eat right. See, eating a diet that emphasizes, like we always talk about, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, foods as close to the way Mother Nature made them as possible, gives your body the nutrition it needs to be healthy. And fresh fruits and vegetables are filled with vitamins and minerals, and especially, what's the M word, M-A-G?
Magnesium.
Yes, especially the magnesium and the B6, very good, we talked about earlier. And fruits and veggies are low carb, they're low fat, and one of the best ways to get these vitamins and minerals is to get into juicing. If you don't have a juicer, save up to get one. It's one of the fastest and easiest ways to get in lots of vegetables. I'm not really into juicing fruits unless you use a little apple or to sweeten your juice if you don't like just green, but as many greens as possible is a good thing in your juice. I always put lemon in my juices because I like that little taste, and it's very alkaline when you digest it. But juicing is one of the best ways to get in a lot of vegetables without overwhelming your whole digestive system. And although highly nutritious, fruits and vegetables and all that fiber takes up a lot of room in your stomach and takes time to digest. And it takes time to break down these fruits and vegetables. And juicing, just the addition of fresh juices, and what I do is I make fresh juice twice a week. And then I have extra glass bottles, and I make a lot extra, and I fill up the bottle to the very top so no oxygen can get in. And I put the lid on, and I put these glass bottles in my fridge because, truth be told, I don't have time every single day to juice.
Yes.
It's a little bit better if you can make the time, but this is second best, and it works for me. and it gives you all the nutrition of that produce in a very easy to drink package, and it makes you feel light and energetic, gives your body a chance to digest that juice, because on an empty stomach it goes right into your 70 trillion cells quickly, gives you lots of vitamins and minerals, and you don't feel so hungry, and you won't continually be looking for snacks or a meal because you're getting in lots of nutrition. And then you feel that rush of energy when you drink the juice on an empty stomach, and the healing properties from the fruits and vegetables. And then guess what I do? What powder do you think I add often to my juice?
Well, you've got plenty in the house, so I'm not sure what you would, choose.
Oh, maca. Maca powder.
M-A-C-A. Yes, M-A-C-A,
yeah.
Maca.
And you know what? Right next to me now, I have I juiced this morning. I have a little green apple and a lot of celery and cilantro, which is very cleansing and healing and anti-inflammatory on the body. That combo of a little green apple and celery and cilantro. So I have a big glass next to me, to which I added a teaspoon of maca and stirred it in. That shows you why I'm so happy and on top of the world, you know.
Well, it works.
Drinking this delicious drink.
It obviously
works. So there
works.
You go.
Yeah, no, it's
juicing
interesting.
Tip.
Well, the juicing tip for the day and so much more. Just remember, we talked, Dr. Susan talked about maca. You can remember that, sort of Macarena. And magnesium, I call it magnificent magnesium. And this does much more for us than I ever thought possible. So that's now going to the top of my list of supplements that I should be looking into. It's time.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground here today, a lot of great information. Sort of let's start summarizing here as we wrap up the program. And I want to touch on something we talked about at the beginning. What are your thoughts on hormone replacement therapy for menopause? Something that we hear a whole lot about. What do you think about it?
So, listen, you've got to be really careful about that. You can find other options. You know, there are many options. There's traditional hormone replacement therapy, but I feel really strongly that this type of therapy shouldn't be used. The Women's Health Initiative was a massive study which looked at the health of women over a period of 20 years, and they found that artificial hormones can cause serious and severe side effects, which included cancer, blood clots, heart disease, and stroke. So why would you even consider these artificial hormones? And yes, there are bioidentical hormones that are safer, and they seem to be effective, but the problem is they can be very expensive, and it's still necessary to do regular hormone testing in order to ensure that your hormones remain balanced. And even though they seem to be a safer option, there's still a little bit of risk associated using bioidentical hormones.
Answered a great question there, and something that a lot of women and family members are discussing. Let's summarize, and this is interesting, you talk about treatments, the safest menopause treatments for all women. We've given a lot of information, including maca and magnesium. Summarize a little bit what the safest forms of treatment.
Yes. Now, anybody who comes to me, this is what I recommend, and this is what I did. If you're looking for the safest menopausal treatment, then the best approach is clearly to follow a clean, healthy diet, have moderate exercise, you have an earthing mat in your house, unless you got a great backyard and year-round can go out in your backyard and do your earthing, but why not let it benefit you when you're sleeping at night by putting it at the end of your bed? And I have my lower legs that are bare and my feet on the earthing mat all night long. And then supplements like magnesium, B6, you know, if you need the Vitex, the maca, those are all good. You know, all, and when you take these supplements, These will all support in the lifestyle your hormones. And this approach will allow you to age gracefully during this naturally occurring season of menopause. And there's so much available about menopause and what to take, like I talked about today.
Well, a valuable resource is your website, isn't it? They can get all of this information and more.
Yes. So I think with all this great info, Rick, does it really make sense to take a chance by risking your health with a synthetic hormone? And do you have the money to spend on expensive natural hormones? And so if neither of these options work for you, and they didn't for me and all the people I work with multi celebrity millionaires that happen to live in my vicinity, and most of them do exactly this, the third option, and that is there's some natural products you can take. And this is exactly what I took. I went to myhdiet.com, and they've got the supplements for perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause, just one little jar of supplements that have the B6 and the magnesium and the right combination with some fruits and vegetable, raw, you know, powder. And they have the perfect progesterone cream made from wild yam, and it's called Luminology. So I have nothing to do with the company. It's just what I recommend, and I use. So you can go to myhdiet.com, and when you combine that Luminology supplements and that natural progesterone cream with some diet changes, with earthing and a little exercise, you will experience life-changing results. So bottom line here is when you combine that right diet, the exercise, the earthing, the progesterone cream and herbal products that are very inexpensive, you can help balance your hormones and get through menopause without the life-disrupting side effects. But just remember this, and I had no menopausal effects at all, because I did everything I've talked about today. People that work with me have no side effects, or they might start with them, and then they go on these nice products and the better lifestyle, and especially the earthing, and everything changes. But remember, Rick, a few herbs aren't going to overcome a bad diet and a sedentary lifestyle. Your body wants to move and be active, so support it with proper nutrition, proper exercise, a few little herbs, you know, supplements that can give you a little boost and make sure everything's balanced and healthy. So those are my tips about menopause, perimenopause, postmenopause.
And we can find all of that on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. Other resources available, you mentioned, we'll wrap up by talking about that. You've got the two new books. Talk about those, where you can get those, where you can get them autographed by yourself, that you autograph for the people who are buying the books. And also the monthly newsletter, because there is a wealth of information that you get free every month. All you have to do is spend 7 or 8 seconds signing up. So give us where we can get all the, talk about the two new books and then the newsletter.
Yeah, so just go to SusanSmithJones.com. Right there on the homepage, the first slider that comes in with a beautiful field of sunflowers, it says free healthy living monthly newsletters. Takes about 10 seconds to sign up. This next issue will have lots more than we even talked about here about menopause and peri and post and all of that. Make sure you go, you know, right there under favorites. The first category is nature's most powerful healer. It's all about earthing and grounding, same word. If you can't remember where to go there, go to the search bar, put in earthing, check out that hour documentary. It will blow you away what scientists say and show about what happens in your body, how physiologically it works, heals your entire body. And you and I did a whole show devoted to that. And if
yes.
you go to books, if you go to under books, you can click on Uplifted or Wired for High Level Wellness. That will take you right to Amazon to purchase these two books. I created them as a two-book set. I didn't want to give you a 600-page book. Or if you want to get an autographed copy by me that includes a personal note card that I'll write you and a bookmark, and then I go mail it down at my local post office. I mail these books all over the world. On those book pages on my website, it shows you how to get personally autographed copies. And so all of that's at SusanSmithJones.com. And make sure you, if you haven't, sign up for my free Healthy Living monthly newsletters. Lots of great info. You only hear from me once a month, but there are always free gifts I give you in the different newsletters, cutting edge info, great photos. I give you jokes. I help you to laugh a little bit. And it's just fun to read those. They're long. It takes you more than one sitting to read, but it will last you all month. And they're just eye-opening information to help you live the best life you can.
And it will stay with you for months, maybe even years. You can save these, go back for reference when you read something and you remember 6 months from now, I'd like to go back and see what Dr. Susan recommended for that. You can go back and save it that way as well. Believe me, you'll look forward to it every month, and you can do that and everything Dr. Susan talked about at her website, SusanSmithJones.com, and follow her on Twitter at SusanSmithJones. And of course, link on to all of that at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. New topic today, covered a lot of ground, much more on Dr. Susan's website. Dr. Susan, thank you for being with us on the program. Looking forward to next month. It'll be hard to top this one because a lot of great information there, but we'll give it a shot again next month. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.